Welcome to the Fortifying Your Family podcast. It can be daunting to navigate through an anti-marriage and family culture. Our teacher will expound biblical principles to help fortify our families and keep these sacred institutions strong. And now, here's this week's teaching from Sam Wood.
We, folks, listen, we are God's highest treasure. Listen, all the great values in this universe are personal values. They have to do with relationships between persons. You know, this time of year, one of the things my wife loves to do is watch Hallmark Christmas movies. And it seems to be an unending supply of them. In fact, I think Hallmark started back in the summer showing Christmas movies. She loves Hallmark Christmas movies, and within the first 3 minutes, I can tell her the whole storyline and exactly what's going to happen. I could have wrote this story. Every movie involves, at Christmas time, it involves families decorating a tree. It involves a beautiful little town with snow coming down, with lanterns in the streets, lighting a Christmas tree. I've never went to a town Christmas lighting. I'd like to do that someday, maybe. Christmas carolers out on the street caroling everybody. I mean, every one of these shows has that. Why does she want to watch them? It's because of the point of every Hallmark movie is the personal, heartwarming attachment and care between the people involved in that movie. It's a happily ever after end. It didn't like The Bourne Identity or some other action flick that I like. There's a happily ever after ending, and we can predict it, and she loves it and doesn't care if she already knows it. It's person to person. It's the heartwarming care and love between people. No wonder that our text speaks then of a personal giver and a personal gift and a personal recipient. It's not about filling a need with food or money or fancy clothes or the latest iPhone 10. It's about a person giving himself to another person he loves from the depths of his heart. This good and great personal God is a gracious giver of the gift mentioned here. And folks, we ought to give all glory to his name. Praise his name. We've looked at the gracious giver, but let me just take a minute and look at the glorious gift. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Note that it is a gift. It's not a purchase. It's not a reward or anything that we have earned. It is a gift of God. And what is this gift? I said earlier that this gift is a person. Some commentators describe this gift to be like a precious diamond, which reflects many, many facets when you turn it and reflect it in the sunlight. One facet we see in John 4:10 when Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, "If you knew the gift of God, who it is who said to you, 'Give me to drink,' you would have asked of him and he would have given you living water." Folks, this gift that God has given to us is the gift of Jesus Christ himself. In Acts 2:38, another facet appears. Peter spoke of receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. And through Jesus, we are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, immediately indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. Then in Romans 6 and verse 23, the Apostle Paul spoke of the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is another turn of the diamond in the sunlight of the Spirit's illumination. When God gave us Jesus Christ, he gave us an infinite storehouse of treasures. No wonder, in one of my favorite sections of Scripture, no wonder that Paul exclaims in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He has chosen us. He has adopted us. He has accepted us. He has sealed us by his Spirit." Folks, the gift of Christmas, the unspeakable gift, is Jesus Christ himself. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, from the Father. And this is his good and perfect gift, that is Jesus Christ. But notice that Paul describes the gift of Jesus Christ, as I have said, and as the verse says, as an unspeakable gift. Very interesting word there in the Greek. The English word unspeakable occurs three times in the New Testament if you study it, but it translates as a different Greek word every time that we see it in those three cases. One of the occurrences is in 2 Corinthians 12:4, where Paul spoke of the unspeakable words which is not lawful to utter. This term means unspeakable because it's unadvisable. So Paul does not tell us what the words were in this case. Another occurrence which is familiar to us is in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8, which refers to joy unspeakable and full of glory. This word means inexpressible or unutterable. It's too deep for words. The deep joy of God cannot be conveyed, it says, by words. But here when Paul refers to God's unspeakable gift, it's a different word altogether. This word defines something that can't be fully expounded. It's beyond human understanding and explanation. God's gift of Jesus Christ can never be humanly understood or humanly explained. It is, listen, indescribable, we might say. Some translations would translate this word to mean. I read about a very famous painter, and he would have a person set before him. And this person set before him that he was painting his portrait, he set before him 13 times, it says in the story, and the artist could not catch the sitter's expression. In fact, he got so frustrated that he threw his brush right into the middle of the painting, and he said, I give up, I cannot do it. This is how we feel sometimes with regard to our precious Lord and Savior, who can paint him as he ought to be painted. Our words cannot fully describe him. He is indescribable. I love what Charles Spurgeon says. He says, by this time, after nearly 1,900 years, if the theme we have to preach about were speakable, we should have exhausted it. But as it is unspeakable, a sea without a shore, an ocean without a bottom, we will keep on preaching for another 1,900 years if the Lord does not come, and we shall never get to the end of this theme, I am quite sure. The gift of Jesus Christ, folks, is an unspeakable gift. Many Christmas gifts don't even last through the holiday season, but God's gift that he gives to us is infinite. In every facet of it, it's an eternal gift. It's an unspeakable gift. It's an indescribable gift. A little boy was with his mother, and they were at the store shopping at the grocery store, and the mother bought a huge bag of groceries, so the grocer was pleased with the purchase of the mother. So he pushed a big candy jar over for her little boy. And he said, son, take a handful of candy. Instead, the little boy cupped his hands together, and he was going to take it. Then he thought to himself, I'm not going to take it, and he didn't take it. He just stood there, and the man said, son, I want you to take a big handful of candy. And the boy again just stood there, and he did not take the candy. Finally, the grocer, a bit embarrassed, he reached into the jar. He got a big handful of candy. He pulled it out and he gave it to the little boy. When they were outside the store, the mother asked her son, why didn't you reach into the jar when he told you to reach into the jar and get the candy? And the boy replies, because his hands are a whole lot bigger than mine. I like that. You see, God's gift is unspeakable because his mind, his heart, and his hands are a whole lot bigger than ours. We see in this verse a gracious giver. We see in this verse a glorious gift which we could try to speak on for Hours and hours could never exhaust the theme. But we also see in this verse the gratitude that should be given. So how do we show gratitude to God for His unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ? I believe, firstly, we show gratitude by taking or receiving the gift. How would you feel on Christmas morning if you had a gift that you had picked up for your child and you gave that gift to your child and they opened that gift up and they looked at it and frowned and said, "You can have it, I don't want it"? If I did that to my child, it would break my heart. I would be so disappointed that they did not take, they did not receive the gift that I was giving to them. How it pleases, how it glorifies God when through the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God, someone confesses of their sins and repents of their sins and receives the gift of Jesus Christ. A preacher of yesteryear said this, W.W. Weeks was his name, and he told of once seeing a drinking fountain by the roadside. A mountain spring poured its stream of clear water into a stone basin. And when he stopped and he pulled over and he looked at that stone basin, someone had inscribed on the side of the basin in the words, "Praise me by drinking." These words might be engraved on the Lord Jesus Christ and all His infinite benefits. Praise me by drinking. Praise me by taking. Praise me by trusting in me. Praise me by receiving my gift of salvation. Praise me by receiving and drinking. I naturally think back to when I first started dating Debbie and Christmas times, and many of the Christmas times I would have there. Her mother loved for me to come over and eat. And I loved to come over and eat. I mean, she was a really, really good cook. And she would fix apple cake, which is fantastic. She would fix these pumpkin chiffon pies with homemade whipped cream they would put on top. And we would just have a big splurge, and I would eat two or three plates of it. And she took a lot of joy in my eating it. She said, "I hate it when somebody comes here and I'd go to all this trouble cooking, fixing all this stuff, and they're like a sparrow. They don't eat anything. But you, Sam, when you come, you just gobble it down." I said, "You're right, I do, and I enjoy it. It's a wonderful time this time of year to eat a lot of goodies and a lot of things." But, you know, her mom found great joy as I would partake and feast on a wonderful cooking. I had to partake of it. You remember the robe, the ring, the shoes, the fatted calf, and the feast that the prodigal's father had prepared for the prodigal when he came home? He wanted his son to receive his gifts of love and acceptance. And certainly so it is with God. I believe we set the bells of heaven ringing when we accept God's unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ. Psalm 116, verse 12 and 13 says, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." But not only do we show gratitude by taking or receiving God's unspeakable gift, but also by thanking Him for His gift. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Three times in the closing verses of 2 Corinthians 9, if you go back and read that this afternoon, the Apostle Paul speaks of giving thanks to God. The reason the Apostle Paul was moved to thank God for His unspeakable gift is because he was thinking again on the generosity of the people of Corinth and how they were being generous to the Christians at Jerusalem. And as he began to think on their great generosity, he couldn't help but think on the glorious and unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ that God had given to us. And he was moved with gratitude. If we keep our minds focused on the gift of Christ, we cannot help but be moved to be thankful in this Christmas season for all that God has given to us. But we must think on the miracle of His birth. We must think on His incarnation, how God became flesh. We must think on His death and His burial and His resurrection. We must think on His love. We must think on His grace. We must think on His mercy. We must continually think on the gospel. And when we do, it moves us to be thankful to God. And listen this morning to what I'm going to say. True thanksgiving leads to thanksgiving. It's been rightly said that thanksgiving is thanksgiving. And listen, thanksgiving is as much a style of life as it is words that come off our lips. That's why it says in James 1:22, "And I pray this morning, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." A true child of God who has received God's unspeakable gift of his Son will obey his word not out of duty, but out of delight. 1 John 5:3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not what, church? They're not grievous." God writes his law upon our hearts as we receive Jesus Christ, and it's not grievous for us to obey God's word. It's our delight to obey the one who has given his Son to die in our place on the cross at Calvary and shed his blood for us that we might have salvation. We show gratitude to God as a gracious giver through taking or receiving his gift by thanking him for his gift. And as I close this morning, let me just say, by telling others about his gift. At Christmas, when we received a gift that we're excited about, we can't wait to thank that person who gave it to us. Then we enjoy and delight in telling others about the gift we just received. Wow, let me tell you about this new iPhone watch I got this Christmas. Let me tell you how it keeps my heartbeat. Let me tell you how it'll do an EKG. I mean, this thing will do everything. Let me just tell you and describe everything about this new watch, this new Apple watch that I got for Christmas. We can't wait to tell other people about the gift that we have received at Christmas. But what about God? How faithfully do we tell others of his unspeakable gift? The New Testament Christmas story, nearly everyone spoke to someone about God's unspeakable gift. The wise men spoke to Herod. The shepherds spread the word concerning all that had been told them about the child. Simeon praised God, and Anna spoke about the child to all who were waiting for the redemption of Israel. We too should celebrate and show gratitude to God for his unspeakable gift by telling everyone about him. Christmas is a time when we have the incredible opportunity to tell others, especially during the Christmas season, about the greatest gift that has ever been given to man, the gift of Jesus Christ, God's Son. We should do what it says in the famous Christmas song that many times we sing in our churches at Christmas time. It goes like this: "Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born." We show gratitude by taking or receiving. We show gratitude by thanking. And we show gratitude by telling. Thanks be unto God, folks, this morning for his unspeakable gift.
Thank you for joining the Fortifying Your Family podcast. And if you feel encouraged by today's teaching, give us a follow so we can invite you back and share us on your socials so more marriages and families can be strengthened and fortified through the truths of God's Word. Remember, fortifying your family starts with a strong belief in God's Word.